this is Doc Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author, person, wife, Jill of all trades, it's becoming, apparently. And welcome to the latest and greatest podunkradio.com, who is now...
You do realize I haven't really changed anything on it yet? It's basically the same.
No, but you are now...
I did have Death Rock, though. I did have
But you are now...
The owner.
The owner.
I am running the monkey farm, as they say. Bless you. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so Justin McPatches, my partner in all things, is now the owner, the proud owner and proprietor of Podunk Radio.
Yeah.
So when you listen to Podunk Radio anytime, you are showing your support, so that's awesome.
It is very awesome, yes. And it's been good, it's been good.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to some really great things for the station.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're working on it. Slowly but surely, we're getting there.
We're not really changing much.
No, but
keeping
we're adding
all the shows.
Some things.
Yeah. Keeping all the shows.
Yeah, we're adding some things. You're starting to branch out a little bit.
Yeah, I got some ideas.
Yeah, so
it's been a while.
Yeah, we were off the air for this since before
Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving, really?
It was like middle of December.
No, I think it was Thanksgiving.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Hold on. Let me pull it up here.
Yeah, we didn't.
I got the last episodes up here.
We didn't announce that we were going to take a break.
Because
we're both working, and you all know how it is. You all have real lives. So you know how it works.
Nope. 11/21 was the last episode. Right after we did Reanimator and stuff.
All
right.
So yes.
Yeah.
You were correct. Right before Thanksgiving.
Didn't we go see Return of the Living Dead? I think I have that somewhere, too.
Yeah, we did. We did, but we didn't do a show.
Are you sure I didn't do an interview that night?
You did, but we didn't do a show.
I know, but I don't think I posted the interview. I got to do that.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Whoops. Well, we're going to Dawn of the Dead tonight, so it would be perfect.
Well, yeah, last night.
Well, we went last night.
Yeah. I'll get to it. I've been busy.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
Yes.
Work.
Holidays.
And then I was preparing to take over the station. And so... As usual, I end up finding something else to do in the meantime while I'm not doing something else.
Yes.
And I found another station that I ended up on.
Yeah.
This is like the fourth one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Death Rock Radio, which we've said it before, I think.
Yeah, we've mentioned it before.
It's really awesome. It's based in Tampa. It's the dark wave, the industrial, some of the new wave stuff.
Right.
First wave stuff. Goth.
Uh-huh.
A mix.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it local.
But different DJs from all over, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
And so it's not like this. They're straight mix shows, which DJ Rivethead, I think, has more shows than I do. So he's actually beat me at that, which is pretty hard, considering as much stuff as I do.
Yeah.
And he, so he has a station. I'm like, well, that's really rad. So I just did a guest spot, I guess. And I want to do something different than this. Which kind of isn't. So it's basically like this show without me and Nicole talking, really. I introduce some songs, I get people kind of amped up, and that's really it.
Yeah.
And it's a mix of horror punk, you know, stuff that's known and, you know, stuff that we know from all around the world, like Venus and, you know, the Cadaver Club and those guys. So it's cool.
Yes.
It's called, well, we couldn't think of a good name, so I think it ended up being like Underground Horror Radio McPatches Mix or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It's cool, so
there's
definitely
just so
check
many.
Out. Yeah.
And also start listening for his postings of...
What, Alternative State?
Alternative State,
yeah,
yes.
If you grew up in the grunge and 90s era, like alternative stuff with some punk in it, that's what I do too. But
yes.
We're happy to be back on this show.
Yes, we are. We are definitely happy to be back on this show. A lot of things came and went.
Yeah.
While we were gone.
What was the last thing, besides The Boy Today, what was the last thing that we saw in theaters last year that wasn't Star Wars? By the way, Star Wars was awesome.
Yeah, Krampus.
Was it? It was Krampus.
It was
with Jeff.
Krampus, yes.
All right, so I'm sure by now spoilers can be out there.
Yes,
because
we loved Krampus.
Krampus was
awesome.
Good, yeah.
I thought it was really clever. I liked that it was a little funny, just like Trick or Treat. Trick or Treat's funny and scary and clever, and that's one of the things I liked about it. And I thought Krampus was a really good take on the opposite
Santa
of Christmas.
Claus.
And the opposite spirit of Christmas. And
the opening was...
The opening is spot on. The opening, if you go see it, you'll know what we mean. But if you... The opening shows Black Friday shopping.
And what people are like.
And what people are like. And just... And in slow motion, no less.
Running
just
people
breaking,
down.
Breaking through the doors, running down the poor people that work there, beating each other up over stuff. Just craziness. And... You know, it was a perfect entry into this is what the holiday spirit is now.
Yeah.
You know, it's all money, money, me, me, me. And, you know, I thought it was just a really good. And, you know, and it's great, too. The characters in it, they're all very real.
And Scott.
You all know somebody
like
all of them. And, you know, and there's ones that you hate. And there's ones that you
like
a lot. And
Toni Collette.
Yeah. And Adam Scott, I liked him a lot. You know, and
was
also...
Was that Rob Kirtner? Ketchner?
Ketchner. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in stuff. He was good.
Yeah,
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. And I think it's a really good, careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
Yeah.
Thing as well, you know. It's like, yeah, we want things to change, and we want things to be fixed, but the answer you get isn't always the one that you think that you want.
Right.
So, but no, I thought it was really good. I think it's going to be a classic regular viewing every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I liked it because I'd never seen it before. Basically, what happened was there was this pumpkin guy, and he came out as a skeleton, and I guess he was sick of Christmas, or Halloween, so he wanted to do Christmas. That's a movie I went and saw.
No?
That movie's good, too, though.
Yeah.
That's your movie.
Yeah.
But no, it's really good in the lines of Trick or Treat.
Yes, it is. And
which we love, Trick or Treat as well.
And Michael Dougherty now has a outline for Trick or Treat 2. He's working on it. So hopefully that will
be sooner. The comic was good,
right? Yes, the comic was great. My husband bought me the comic.
Was it Day of the Dead? Days of the Dead?
Days of the Dead, yeah.
It's just different stories.
It was a Halloween present, and I think we talked about it already. But yeah, it was just a series of stories about the history of Halloween and stuff like that.
It ties you over until we get...
Yes.
But Michael Dougherty on this time it wasn't Warner Brothers though. Who did it? Was it Universal? It was Universal.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Maybe at Halloween Horror Nights we'll get a Krampus house.
Maybe
that would be down for.
That would be awesome, yes.
Krampus house would be cool.
I'd also like to get a trick or treat house.
That would be nice too. I don't know if you could really I guess you really could, but it'd be like you could. To do it justice.
They could do it justice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was really good. What else is going on? Mortal Kombat released. They didn't really. So now they're doing on the new systems. They're not releasing one full game like they used to, like the one we got with Freddy and everything.
Yeah.
So now they added Leatherface as a downloadable character.
Yes.
And the alien.
Yes.
And they already had Predator and Jason. So that's cool.
Yeah, that is very
cool.
You
get to play as Leatherface in Mortal Kombat. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet. The Friday the 13th game.
Is on the go.
They're making it, and they made their quick Kickstarter, and they are in the middle of it.
And now Kane is doing the motion capture and killing people again.
Yep, they've actually posted pictures of Kane in the suit, the motion capture suit, doing his deal. So I'm very excited about that.
Which is really good for the game because, I mean, granted, you know, it's not a movie, but the thing that made Kane really stand out was the way he moved as Jason.
He is Jason.
So, so to have him move a certain way in the game, even if he's just standing there, is going to be like...
But the thing is, too, that is the quality of film now, though. The video games that they've been putting out, especially for the new systems, have the quality of a film.
Battlefront looked really good, yeah.
So if you are doing that and you're using the actual actor that usually does it for live action... That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be on, I think, Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
Yeah, they're doing the multiplayer.
But we're finally getting an official Friday the 13th, besides the one that came out for Nintendo, which we still like.
Yes.
And also, real quick, they released the game action figures, the purple Jason, the red Freddy. But now they actually got the Nico Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Part 6 figure with full stuff, and I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
And the Leatherface one. He even had the video game Leatherface where he's green from the Atari.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Oh, and Nicole finally got a Michael Myers pop.
Yep, we got a couple of Funko Pops for Christmas, and one of them was my Michael Myers.
Finally found it.
Yep, Justin finally got that for me, and we got one of those ones in the little box, and it was Alfred Hitchcock, so twice. That was pretty cool. Yeah, twice.
I don't know how the fuck I got it twice.
And from two different places. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So he also got me the
Pinhead
pumpkin jack-o'-lantern Jack. The Pumpkin King.
Yeah, and Hellraiser.
And Pinhead, yep. So, you know, we have a nice little collection going. We're getting
no
them
other
all.
Cons really happening. There's no Shock Pop this year, so.
Nope.
But there are a couple coming up. Spooky's moved around a little bit, and we got one in the Treasure Coast this time instead of Lauderdale, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Couple things in the works with that. So, yeah, we just saw The Boys, so we'll talk about that.
And
Walking Dead's coming back.
Yeah, well, a couple shows ended as well, so yes. I'll talk about all that.
Oh, yeah, American Horror Story.
And Scream Queens.
Yes.
So let's play some tunes.
Yeah, we'll play some tunes.
And then we'll come back.
All right.
We'll be right back. I'm just not in the mood. When I got out of the coffin today, I knew something was wrong. Every scarecrow is frowning, Mr. Mummy feels crummy. That's why I'm singing this song.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
The city from the earth.
welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
I wonder if they still know that this is what they're listening to.
Really?
Well, they just tuned in now. Which
do you want
you
me
can.
To not say
no,
that?
No, no, no. You can say it. I've been saying it for three. Hey.
3 years? We're coming up on 3 years.
March.
Yep, yep,
yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
3 years of rocking this out.
Yep.
Good job.
Uh-huh. And we're
so,
still here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, late phases.
Oh, yeah, we did like late phases. Technically, Wolf Cop. No, Wolf Cop came out last year.
Okay, so we were discussing. He and I were just discussing the movies we saw and liked and didn't like.
That came out in 2015.
In 2015. And a couple that we did like were.
Late phases.
Late phases. Tales of Halloween.
Yep. Krampus.
Krampus. We liked.
Oh,
Christy.
The Final
Girls. You liked Burying the X.
Yeah.
What else did we watch that we really liked?
They came out this year.
Yeah, they came out this year.
Zombievers.
Zombievers.
Which
we liked that
a
lot.
Great,
yeah.
A great throwback
really
to
funny.
80s movies.
Really super funny. I liked Sinister 2 a lot.
Yeah.
You didn't so much, but I liked Sinister 2.
I didn't mind it, but
you didn't like Insidious 3.
No.
And I liked it because I like Lynn Shay.
I don't mind it. It's just not that great of a film to me.
Yeah.
Annabelle was terrible. That came out this year or last
yes,
year?
Yes. No, Annabelle came out this year.
Yeah, and it was a disappointment.
Yeah.
And the biggest fucking disappointment that came out last year.
It follows.
Which people were saying the other day online, oh, this movie's great. I'm like, no.
No, it was not.
No. And if you want to really know how fucking bad it is, we cannot talk for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Nicole could just throw on CinemaSins.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah,
we don't even
do
have
that.
To do anything.
Because he's right. Everything he talks about on that fucking...
That movie.
Yes.
And let's be clear, it's not just bias, because he makes fun of Harry Potter, too.
Yes.
And Nicole loves Harry Potter.
I do.
But the shit he says is fucking funny.
It's
and
very
Star
funny.
Wars.
Yes.
And he just did Fast and Furious, and oh my god, he was over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Non-horror movie last year that we saw that we liked a lot was Fast and Furious. I enjoyed it.
Fast and Furious 7, yes, we liked it.
I know it's completely unrealistic and unfathomable, but
yes.
It was a fun movie to watch.
And we loved the Avengers.
Yeah, and we loved the... And Star Wars.
And
god
Star
damn
Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars was awesome.
All right, so before... Yeah, so it unfollows.
Unfriended.
Unfollows.
We hated that.
It friended unfollows.
Yeah.
I hated unfriended. I don't mind Shelley Hanning. She's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even see a Ouija. We never got around to it.
No, I did. I watched
oh,
it.
Oh, how was it?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't
yeah.
great.
No. Mm-mm. Not like the hype machine.
Mm-mm.
So, no. Yeah, It Follows was a complete fucking goat fuck.
Yeah.
So, wanted to be Carpenter so fucking bad.
Yeah.
But real quick, without giving away any spoilers, because we literally just saw The Boy.
Yeah, we saw The Boy just yesterday.
Because of that, we're not going to give anything away.
No.
But Han dies at the end.
Yeah.
But well, that was months ago. That was months ago.
No.
Everybody, anybody that really wanted to see
Sandy,
Star
Wars, don't listen.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Mm.
Oh, and okay. Anyway, The Boy again.
Yes.
Real quick, The Boy.
Uh huh.
It was a good movie. Had some familiar elements to other movies we've seen collectively, but it was an original idea.
It was very original,
and it was good.
It was
for
very
what it was.
Smart.
Yeah.
I thought it was very well written. I thought it was very atmospheric. I had some genuinely frightening moments in it. There were a couple times it was like, whoa.
Couple stupid jump scares.
But not
as bad.
But for the most part, it was legit. I mean,
yeah.
it was
and
very...
And then the ending was really good, too.
Yes. It has a really neat twist in it. It's not what you think it is. You won't see it coming. We didn't see it coming. I was waiting to see what was going to happen because I started to wonder really what was going on. And then all of a sudden, everything changes, and it's like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so good movie.
Yes, very. Please,
unless you're
go
my
see
aunt,
it.
Then you hate it.
Yeah, apparently they didn't like it.
By the way, better than Annabelle.
Oh, God, way better than
Annabelle. Was a goat fuck.
Yeah.
Hype machine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this one part of that one movie was
this
really
This was a
popular.
Little piece.
And it was fine the way it was.
It was fine the way it
we
was.
We don't need to know anything else about
no,
it.
No, no.
Hey, I know.
Let's, yeah, money. Let's make some money.
Yeah, fuck.
Let's not put the two people in it that were the most important part of The Conjuring, but let's just talk about the doll.
Now, The Conjuring 2 is on its way.
Conjuring 2 is on its way, and it's set in England.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So
see, I thought it was going to be the Amityville.
No, they do touch on it at the beginning.
Right.
But they don't actually cover that. That's not the story that they're
Well,
covering.
You know, we've seen that enough.
We've seen that, yeah. I'd rather they do something that you've never seen.
Right.
You know, so. Okay,
so cool.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to
what
it.
Else?
Three new horror films onto Netflix directly. They're
all right.
Going, they bypass the theaters and they...
down in Lake Worth. So if you're in Florida, which we're the only horror show right now.
Yep.
Soon to change, actually. But we're the only horror show that does this stuff. Working with Morbid Movies of Lake Worth and Palm Beach County.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn of the Dead was last night. Next month?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not My Bloody Valentine, which would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But the original 1984 classic, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
The original with Heather Langenkamp.
Exciting!
Yes. So, very awesome in Robert Englund. So, mm-hmm. that would be good. Trust me and Nicole used to talk about this quite a bit
mm-hmm.
when Evil Dead came out to theaters, the reboot or side story.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, God, I wish we had midnight movie type things again. And it finally happened.
And here they are.
Besides just cons. Besides just that cons. Yes. And it happened. And Morbid Movies gives you that for $10, which is about what you'd pay anyway
mm-hmm.
for a movie. You get to hang out with other people that are in a horror flicks.
Yep.
Comic book people.
Yep.
And watch in a nice theater. Classic flicks that look amazing.
Yep.
Return of the Living Dead and Reanimator looked bomb.
Yes.
Evil Dead 2, of course. So, and they did Godzilla and they did Gremlins last month in December. I couldn't make it out of work.
Yeah.
So now we're for Dawn. We just saw Dawn of the Dead. That was awesome as always. And now we're going to see Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep. We're very excited.
So please support the Morbid Movies. Also, like, we got a couple of minutes. We're not going to go too much into it because some people may not have seen it all the way through yet. But American Horror Story.
Yeah, American Horror Story was awesome.
A lot of people this season are like, what's the only season I liked?
I liked the season a lot. There were a couple of things about the ending I probably would have changed, but I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to ruin it for people.
I kind of liked the way it was because it was totally not what you thought would ever
be.
Yeah,
no, it's not what you think is going to happen.
In a way, it's like, good.
Good. They finally got with it. Yeah. Okay.
But other than that, it was the season was really good.
Yeah, no. And Dennis O'Hare is just awesome. He's awesome.
Peter, is it Evans Peter or Peter Evans?
Evan Peters.
Evan Peters,
yes.
Who's Quicksilver, coming up in X-Men.
Yes.
Who's been in a bunch of stuff.
Who's James March.
Was just...
Yeah.
Perfect. So good acting.
Yeah.
I loved his character. He was like funny but nuts.
He just turned 27. He's 27 years old and he's playing that guy.
I could see that, though, because back then people were young.
Yeah. But no, but...
He's younger than me.
I know, but the person he was playing was older. It was, like, in his 40s.
But he did a good job.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Kind of helps that he was a ghost.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, fucking good job, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she got a Golden Globe out of it, and, so...
She really did a great job. I mean, it was written for her.
Yeah, I mean, it's
And nobody
her.
Else could play that role.
It's her to the extreme, but... I think that...
She still sold it.
It was... Yeah, it was perfect.
Neil Caffrey?
You just cannot call him by his name, can you?
I can call him by his name.
Yeah.
Donovan?
Matt Bomer?
No, it's Neil Caffrey.
Yeah, no.
Matt Bomer did an awesome job, too. He's not Neil Caffrey. He's a good actor. He's in other things. But I love him as Neil Caffrey the most.
Yes.
But he was great. Everybody in that show, Kathy Bates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, funny, likable.
Yep.
Sarah Paulson.
Yep.
Multiple roles. Roles. Mm-hmm. The guy that played the old vampire that she loved and
Finn.
Yeah. The guy that played him was good. And a little bit of...
No, Tristan.
Yeah.
Finn is his real name.
Okay.
Finn Wittrock.
He did good?
Yeah.
And then the very brief but nice Alexandria Daddario or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
She was good in it for that couple scenes.
Daddario. Yeah.
But it was a good season.
Yeah, it was. It was a good season.
And then Scream Queens. So anyway, just watch American Horror Story because we don't want to really give anything away.
Yes.
Oh, and shout out to what's his name, John, the guy that plays John that was in Ghost Rider.
Wes Bentley.
He was great too.
Yeah.
Everybody was great.
Yes.
It was a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yes, there's vampires. Yes, there's a haunted hotel. That kind of really fucking was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they had throwbacks to other seasons.
Yep.
So it's all one universe, which I'm proud of.
Uh huh.
I love that. And then Scream Queens, real quick. Another one that the ending kind of made sense.
Yes, but it was a surprise also. The ending didn't go the way I thought it would.
No.
I was surprised at who the killer turned out to be.
Well, it's been far back. I'm sure everybody watched it. We can actually talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that the Chanels, Billy Lord, by the way, was great. And so was Abigail Breslin.
Yeah.
And Emma Roberts, bitchable but likable, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Such a fucked up show.
Yeah, it is.
But everybody was really
so
good.
So politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my Asian.
Yes. Do you not know who I am?
I know. You three are the worst human beings ever. The,
yeah. You're going to an asylum.
And then they're like, we love it here.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to, now that we don't have to look good for boys, we can just
eat
and get fat. Yeah. Such a good show. So we had a pretty good year of horror stuff.
Yeah. And 2016 shaping up. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Nothing's really, Walking Dead's coming back.
Yeah. And that's supposed to be interesting. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, when it gets closer to
we
it.
We will. We'll talk
not,
about
not
it.
Not this week, but... All I know I'm going to say is that last first half of the season sucked.
Oh, Glenn's not dead.
No. Glenn's not dead. This first half, other than when Carol went rogue...
Yeah, that was pretty much... That episode alone was the only one that was worthy.
I mean, Rick's always good, but everything else is kind of shitty.
Yeah. But if things even... A fraction of the things that are supposed to be coming...
I hear.
...happen...
It'll be really
It'll be
good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get there first.
But Lauren Cohen said that it's really just gut-wrenching the rest of the
I remember that episode that just aired that when she went to see this doll boy, and it was a good episode of The Walking Dead.
The boy?
Yeah, that was a side story.
She's in The Boy, yeah. So.
And so is Dean, and so is Rick, and it's just a weird fucking mix. She was on Supernatural.
I know.
What I say at the end, I hope fucking Rick shows up with a fucking big fucking gun.
Or a machete.
Carl! Carl!
Yeah.
Rick.
But, yeah.
He's aged.
Well, he's supposed to have.
He's Lincoln.
Time's supposed to have gone by.
Time Lord.
He's not a Time
no.
Lord.
No. I would like to see him as Doctor Who. You don't think?
No,
Andy?
Absolutely
Tom Hiddleston.
Not. Hiddleston could do it.
Fassbender.
No.
I love Fassbender.
Yeah. Not for that.
No?
No.
But Hiddleston.
Yeah, Hiddleston could do it.
He's got the charisma.
Yes, he's got that...
Little spark.
Yeah, he's just got that something.
Well, they got rid of What's-Her-Face now.
Yeah, thank God.
No
Clara's
more Clara.
Gone.
She was more tolerable this time than last time.
This half of the season.
Yes.
Yes.
But we'll see what
but
happens.
But they should have just let her go at Christmas last year.
I know. But the episode with River and the Doctor was sweet, too.
Yes.
Alex Kingston, as always.
Yeah, perfect.
Fucking great.
Yep.
All right, well, let's play some more tunes. We'll come back and talk about, what are we going to talk about? I don't remember. Something.
I don't remember. We'll talk about something.
Yeah, something. All right, we'll
figure
be back.
It out.
Yeah. wasn't born yesterday. Your personality shrunk, you're obviously unjunk. It's really hard to talk to you. Embarrassing to be around you. You're staring into space. Won't you please leave my place? Don't you want to hang out like the other people do? Or do you like to throw up every day and every night? Shit today. The shit has killed our friends. I hope your habit ends. And now it happens all the time. You go into the bathroom, come out, fuck. Your brain's becoming mush. You're a friend I can't trust.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Yeah, I own it, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
It's going well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, real quick, let's see. Let's see. Morbid Movies. We got our friends over at Scream For Me, Inc., who makes really cool patches.
Yeah, there's a...
TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire. Check out his stuff.
Horror convention coming up.
Yeah, there's the Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Yep.
That's happening here on the Treasure Coast. mm-hmm. where we live.
Yes.
Not too much news on it just yet. It's coming the first week of March.
Right.
Sandy and Liam will be here.
Yes, Sandy and Liam are returning. We're having a second British invasion.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first 2 weeks of March. So
you know what? It doesn't even have to really be one of our shows. We could just make a whole show and put it on Podunk just
about
for them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that kind of power now, you know. Right? Well, yeah, and they're going to be on the Caffeinated, which
and we could do it with Mixcloud, so we could actually play
stuff,
whatever.
Yeah, without having to worry about
royalties.
Yeah,
because everybody gets their money. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that and they pick some stuff.
Yeah,
some well known stuff. Bowie.
Yeah,
yeah. That was sad.
Yeah, that was the other thing we didn't talk about.
And
that
Lemmy.
We lost David Bowie.
That was sad.
Yeah, and came as a complete surprise to everyone, which, I give him kudos because much respect that he kept that quiet, that nobody knew he was not well. Everybody thought he was, releasing his album and he was going to go on tour and come back and do all this stuff. And he released his album as a farewell to his fans and passed away at 69 from cancer. And we also lost Alan Rickman, who was Snape in Harry Potter, and he was in a lot of movies.
Die Hard.
Die Hard and Robin Hood, and he was in a lot of things that were just...
great.
Incredible.
Sleepy Hollow? Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, which he played Judge Turpin in Sweeney Todd in Tim Burton's version with Johnny Depp, and I had such reservation about Sweeney Todd because... the musical was always one of my favorites, and you just shouldn't have touched it, you know?
Yeah.
But they did such a good job with it. I was very impressed that they stuck with the aesthetics, and everybody did really well, and I was really impressed. But, yeah, so tragic. That week. That
Lemmy.
First week. And then we lost Lemmy at Christmas, right after Christmas.
Yeah, or right around New Year's, yeah.
Yeah, it was right after Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's sad. Lemmy was another one who just did whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah, he turned 70. 2 days later, he got the diagnosis.
And then he died.
And then he died. Yeah.
But he did drink a bottle of Jack a day.
I know. So, cancer's been a bitch this year.
So far.
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll get better.
Yeah, hopefully it'll get better.
Anyway,
so.
Yeah. Treasure Coast Freak Show is coming up.
Yes.
And, that's going to be fun.
Yes.
I know they got a couple of people lined up already. They got, we'll check on it next week.
Yeah. It's still in the process.
We're still just getting back on our feet here. Yeah. And then there's probably another show in the works. Won't be on Podunk. I think I might put it on Podbean.
Yeah.
Friend of mine that I went to see wrestling with, Raven, Homicide. Cool dude, loves wrestling, loves horror movies, makes some awesome, has some guys that really hack some Nintendo games and make some
awesome.
Hacks. He does a lot of artwork and stuff, and mm-hmm. He made a cool power glove that mm-hmm. was a Freddy glove,
mm-hmm.
and he spent a lot of the cons that we went to. So he's also going to be at the Freak Show,
mm-hmm.
and so he came to me, being the radio guy, I guess, in town,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And with my experience, well, he's like, oh, you know everything. And I'm like, I don't know everything. I know everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I can always learn more, which I do. But he wants to do this horror show, a little bit different than this one. No music. Bullshitting round table type thing. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
And so I'll help produce that. I think Cutthroat's coming back too.
Yeah.
I had a whole bunch of stuff I'm working on. Caffeinated. Yeah. I need more microphones. We'll get that back going. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This show, though, I'm happy to say 3 years. Wow.
Yeah. We're almost to 3 years.
The other ones are kind of newish. Like Caffeinate, it's only going to be a year. Wow. I can't believe that's been a year, too.
Yep.
But 3 years of this one. We started 3 years ago, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
First Lots. Convention we went to and took this show. I mean, mm-hmm. granted, I already did Spooky mm-hmm. with Underground. I mean, not for air, but, Fatality Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, we just... Pow, bam. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Spooky.
Yeah. Shock Pop. We did all that.
Yeah. And now we're going to be at Freak Show. And I might hang out at Mayhem. So Spooky Empire is not going to be in May. Smart move on their part because May... MegaCon?
Yeah, MegaCon
is
decided.
And honestly, as big as Spooky is, and Spooky is big, don't fuck with MegaCon. Just stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And that's smart. So they moved it from,
May...
to March originally, and that didn't work, so now they're in April.
April 1st.
April 1st. Back at the Wyndham,
uh-huh.
which everybody's psyched about. Yeah. Hopefully, I wish it's, if that's that way in October, I'll be even more happy, but...
It won't be. It'll be at the Hilton.
Ah! At the where?
The Hilton.
It wasn't at the Hilton. It was at the... it wasn't the Hilton last year. It was at the... not Wyndham. It was the... Hyatt.
Oh, the Hyatt. Yes, that's what
Hilton
I meant to
say.
Hilton
was all right.
That's what I meant to say, the Hyatt.
Yeah, the Hilton was fine that first year.
Yeah, it'll be at the Hyatt.
Yeah. So I don't
know.
Yeah, but... 2015?
So far, that guest list is not...
They just started.
Impressive.
They just started.
I know, but it's already almost the end of January, and it's
it
in
is.
April. It's not like they have till the end of May
October.
Or the end of May to get it there.
That's true. So... What do you think? 2015? What do you think? Good year? We had a good year?
It was a good year, yeah.
Did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
So far this year, it's only been 1 month, but so far so good, other than the deaths of celebrities and musicians.
Yes. Just, yeah.
Although, granted, cancer is the culprit, at the same time, there are also older. So that's partially due to it, but cancer is the number one, fuckery.
Yeah.
Not very long now. I'm sure Sandy and Liam are listening.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure they're having a garden party.
Yeah, they were asking me when we were going to do a new one, and I told them this weekend, so.
Well, last couple weeks I've been busy.
Hello.
Sorry. But if you really want to hear some of Sandy and Liam's stuff, they did send us a couple episodes of their show.
Yeah.
It's on Podbean, just look under McPatch's Media or Not For Air on Podbean.
Uh-huh.
And it's there. I dubbed it the Drunkenated Garden Caster. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
But they're awesome.
Yeah,
we miss Sandy and Liam. I can't wait for you guys to get here. I'm drinking a Bloody Mary as we speak.
Very cool. Yeah, so we can't wait for them to get here. That'll be exciting.
And, we got a lot of stuff coming up this year. Concerts.
Concerts and cons and all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
So, yep.
Movies. We're going to see more movies soon.
Yeah.
Right now, it's getting the time where it's mostly superhero films.
Yeah.
It's that summer thing.
Yeah.
But Deadpool's the first one. Then Superman, Batman, which...
Yeah.
I've been waiting on.
Yeah.
And then Captain America.
Yes.
Civil War. Mm-hmm. X-Men. But I'm sure that if we don't see any movies in theaters horror-wise, there's stuff on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll venture back to the old Redbox.
Maybe.
We haven't done that because we got Netflix.
Yeah. We don't usually have to, though, because everything that's on Netflix usually is in what's in Redbox. So, yeah.
But those are hit or miss. Oh, finally somebody else saw The Big Bad.
Yes.
And they realized they fucking...
She couldn't even watch the whole thing.
No, we got through it.
Yeah, we at least got through it. Some of it was fast-forwarded, but we got through it.
Yeah. But they like the Butcher Boys.
Oh, no.
Which
no,
I thought... I know. I understood what it was. I don't know.
I understood what it was, too, but I don't know. I would have to try to sit through it again to see what other people saw, and I don't want to do that.
But,
That's an hour and a half of my life I wouldn't be able to get back again.
Three out there. Three. We're not doing Rob Zombies this time because we already know how much you hate that film.
Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't even throw The Big Bad out there because we know how much you hate that film. But out of It Follows, The Big Bad, Fright Night Part 2 Remake Part 2. Because we were really pissed about that fucking film for what it was.
If they hadn't just left it. If they had made it just that story about it being like Elizabeth Bathory or whatever,
but they
that would have been
so
fine.
What they did was even worse because they slapped on something else
that
so
had nothing
they could market
to do with
it and then just put people's names in it. And then, other than the Bathory part, a lot of the stuff was pretty much Fright Night.
Yeah.
Like copy. Not remake copy, copy.
Yeah. Still, The Big Bad's the worst.
You hate that one even more than It Follows.
It Follows is a close second.
Hype Machine.
Mm.
But you know what redeemed it? Nothing. But you know what made it awesome? Watching CinemaSins tearing apart.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, Fright Night would be in the top five as
not,
far
not
as the
Fright
worst.
Not Fright Night Remake as far as
the
Tenet.
Part 2. The Part 2 Remake. And
which
then
wasn't even a Part 2.
Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah, that Revelations.
Remake. Revelations.
That's up there with Halloween. Like, you just...
Oh, no. God. Yeah.
You should.
Oh, and what are they doing now that we've said before that they shouldn't do?
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies?
Oh, we didn't even talk about that yet.
Fuck that. Who cares?
No. The Rocky Horror Remake.
Oh,
I don't care.
God.
I don't care if Tim Curry's going to be part of it.
What's he going to do? Nothing.
He's going to be the narrator, the doctor, Dr. Scott.
I think that would be great, but why? Like,
I don't know, but he can't stand up and do the fucking time.
I know that. I know.
Warp, I know. So.
But no, I don't even. That's not what I'm saying.
I know, but why? Why are they even doing it? They don't need to do it.
There's like no. Here's my thing. There's like no fuck. Are they going to sing the exact same songs?
Yes.
So why is it?
Guess who's playing Frankenfurter?
Yeah, I know. What's his name? Adam Levine, or not Levine? What's the other guy? Adam Lambert, right?
No, that's not. He's playing Eddie.
Oh God.
No. Oh God, I lost.
Is it a real transvestite?
Yes.
Well, that's whatever.
Transgender. It's the one that's in the black one that's in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I don't care.
Laverne or.
And that's whatever. It's not the.
It's not that it doesn't that it shouldn't be that. I'm not saying that, but I'm like, why are you even doing it?
Why are you carbon copying something that's already made? If you're doing the same exact songs. Why are you carbon copying something that's already done?
I don't get it.
Just like Point Break. Why was that a thing?
That wasn't. It didn't even need to be Point Break. They could have changed the names because it wasn't even the same kind of film.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
So here's what you need to do. Go out and find independent bands and independent fucking movies and watch that shit.
Yeah.
Don't. Ugh, Hollywood.
Yeah.
At least The Boy was original.
The Boy was original, so go see that. I back that one totally.
Yeah.
I would actually give that a 4.
And those people who were like, well, Star Wars is... No, but it's a sequel, and we fucking deserved it.
Yes.
We earned it.
It's a sequel that we should have had a long time ago.
Yeah, but it was awesome, so...
Yes.
Anyway, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. Goodbye.
So we'll see you next week.
Yes, again, we're back.
Woo!
Radio, only on podunkradio.com.
Whoop, whoop!
And Podbean, but we air only on...
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's the only horror show on on this.
Yes.
So. All right, we're tired. We got things we got to do. Bye.
Listening to Podunk Radio.